I must follow the eddies of darkness, where the flow of my thoughts has been interrupted, where a gap has opened and swallowed a portion of my memory. Only a corpse is left, a body I should have seen die, but whose agonal moments slipped past with nothing but a tense, vague unsettlement. I collect my things and disembark. Workmen drag several dozen boxes of supplies through the snow, and I follow their tracks to the three-walled shack that passes for a railway station. The shelter offers little respite from the cold, and I shiver between crates and containers, massaging a numb forefinger and curling my frozen toes in their inadequate shoes. The train reverses course, black smoke billowing in its wake, and disappears back into the maze of mountains. Silence falls with the dusk, and the encroaching shadows colour the snow an endless, featureless blue. Baker arrives, with predictable lateness, and in his usual manner, bathed in the exhaust of his snow-treading vehicle, balancing side-saddle on a torn foam seat, with a small branch of pine, a poor substitute for the cigarillos he has vowed to eschew, poking aslant from his frosty beard. At his back creaks a sled of his own making, a rickety contraption of wood and metal on which he hauls supplies between the station and the town. Suppressing an unexpected pinch of anxiety, I watch him rattle up to the shack, smoke wheezing from the machine's trembling tailpipe. I raise a hand in greeting. Baker slides from the seat. He looks to his left, then his right, as if hoping to find someone who can explain my presence.